East Coast Breakfast.
So if I told you that yesterday, I came across the most incredible story. It is a true story. And I need to tell you this because it just gave me all the feels. But okay. I'm very interested to hear what you have to say to this.
Story about the heart.
So a real, real true story. A man at university in America, he meets, they're in their final year. He meets a girl. She's an exchange student. I want to say from Australia, but I'm not sure. But she's an exchange student. They are hanging out and he realizes that he starts to have real feelings for her, like real genuine feelings. But because she's going home at the end of graduation, he realizes long distance and what's the point? He thinks, what's the point? At their graduation, she hands him a box of homemade chocolates, beautifully wrapped, homemade by herself.
Yeah.
She says, no, please don't open until you get home. So when he gets home...
Home to... he's the American guy.
Yeah,
okay,
she says to him, please don't open until you get to your home. When he gets home... He doesn't even want to open the box because he's so sentimental and he thinks like she wrapped it so beautifully and like she's the last person who touched it and So he puts it into the fridge. At her going away party a couple days later, she kind of expectantly says to him, hey, so did you like the chocolates? For some reason he just can't be honest with her and be like, oh, I was too sentimental to open them. So he just lied and said, yeah, I like them a lot. Obviously, she's disappointed and she's like, okay, well, I'll miss you. And he said, at that moment, I just wanted to hug her and give her a kiss, but I didn't. I said nothing.
Yeah.
She goes back to her country. He continues with his life, but often thinks about her and what could have been.
Yeah.
2 years later, he's in his apartment.
He decides to open the chocolates.
Stop.
You're gay, gay. Okay,
so he's going through the fridge, finds the chocolates, is about to throw them. And he goes, interested to see what are the... In this box, beside moldy chocolates, is a letter, Sky. In this letter, she is telling him how much she loves him. How she thinks that maybe they have a chance. How if he feels the same, maybe she'll stay, maybe they'll make something happen. And he wrote this letter to this company that what they do is they take your secrets and then they animate it so that you can still remain anonymous. He said, to this day, I've still never told her. We're Facebook friends. I see that she's seemingly happy. She's moved on. I've got a girlfriend, but I'm sitting here wondering what could have been. If only, he said, not opening that box was the dumbest thing I have ever done.
Sure.
It made me... You know that moment where you just think... He has lived his entire life wondering, what if? What if?
Yo.
So obviously, Sky, being the man of many, the lover.
Not me.
Not you. No. Do you think that you've come across someone in your life that you are not with? That maybe you think could have been a... Like that person that's... Like a soulmate. I want to say soulmate. That's even...
That kind of story is like very soulmatey. So, like in the past, right? Like, so it doesn't matter like from when.
Yeah.
Whew, that's it. Okay, I gotta be careful what I say, yeah, because certain people might be listening. But I think remember I told you that I stayed in Australia?
Yeah.
I lived in Australia for 2 years and I was dating a girl there by the name of Kyra. And the only reason we broke up was because I was coming back to South Africa, thinking that I was gonna go back. I don't know if she is my soulmate, but I mean, didn't she post something on Instagram? Like, I'm like, she has. And now the thing is, she is married, she's got a kid, and all that kind of stuff. But if that does answer your question, yeah.
Well, that's the thing is, I spoke to some friends about this yesterday, and that story, everyone has that moment when they go, you know what, there was that one, that person that, it's not my partner now, but there is that person that I always wonder what could have been.
Is it the one that got away kind of vibe?
Like the one that got away, like that, you know, like if you're with someone, not your current partner, but someone that you are convinced that could have been your soulmate. If you like Sky or like this man from the story, maybe have a story like that, we'd love to know. 061-792-9495. So have you met someone that's not your current partner that you're convinced could have been that one, your soulmate? It is 6:42. And this morning we're talking about a story that was online, a true story of a man who never ever told her how he really felt. And 2 years later, found a letter she'd written to him. And basically she said the exact same thing. So I was asking Sky if there's someone that perhaps he's met in his life that could have been It's a tough word to say, soulmate. What is soulmate? But let's just, for the purpose of this, say it's that person that you think could have been that one.
Yeah.
Sky reckons, had he not left Australia, maybe he would have been settled.
With Kyra.
With her.
Yeah.
I can tell you that until I met the Greek, I had an ex, my first boyfriend actually, that was always like there, you know. Not like, so, I haven't had communication with him.
Yeah, yeah, so I wanted to ask you that.
Yeah,
so
no.
If he's still Facebook friends, Insta?
Yes, but he's got a beautiful family and I 100% respect that, and I know he's not the one, but I'm saying up until I met the Greek, there was definitely a part of me that wondered, because I just, you know, like that 17-year-old me seemed so happy and baggage-free. So yeah, there was a part of me that wondered if that was my soulmate. Hope his wife's listening.
Is this the first time the Greek is hearing about this?
Yeah, probably. So,
Can I read you a tweet?
Yes, you may, please.
Okay, so at marketing guy ZA, I am married with 3 kids and in love with my wife, but I know that my first girlfriend was my soulmate and I wish I had run after her in 1993, but I was too stubborn. I wish I could go back. I feel like a lot of people at the end there, I was too stubborn, I wish I could go back. Because you're scared of rejection, Kerry Miller. And I feel sorry for that guy, the original story.
Yeah, I feel sorry for this man, woman's wife. I'm married with 3 kids and I love my wife.
Yeah, but he can wander there, but you know, it's not like he's going to go there physically.
Well, we asked you what you thought of this whole sitch. Here's what you had to say.
Hi, guys. I have a story like that. I went to China and I met a beautiful person there. He was from America, but unfortunately, two weeks before I went to China, I met a boy, Yang, and we never got to see each other or date each other. And I've been back for 6 months and I am absolutely still in love with this boy.
Yo. Sure, that's rough.
Hey, Kerry and Sky, I love your show. A few years ago, I met someone and I always thought that he was the one, and we dated, but things didn't work out, so we broke up. And then a year ago, we reconnected and he's still the one. So yeah, things really do work out for the best eventually.
I know, I was going to say, at least a positive story.
Well, this is the thing, is, you know, there's no reason for you not to speak up. I think most of us are just so scared of rejection.
Yeah.
The worst that can happen is that person says that I don't feel the same.
Yeah.
So if today, yeah, as long as you're not wrecking a marriage, don't Jordan Woods it. Just be open. Speak up.
Yeah.
Tell someone how you feel. East Coast Breakfast.